It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the shot is good!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
And why would I do Wild News when I could just ask a guy that actually knows what he's talking about? Kevin Faulness joins the Power Trip Morning Show now. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, my friend.
Kevin, how was that game last night?
Oh, man, it was so much fun. Corey, that was the first time I've done a playoff game on the road, and I had a blast. It was it's unfortunate, of course, the Wild came out on the wrong end of the final score, but the intensity, the atmosphere, I mean, this is what playoff hockey is all about. It was fun. A great setting at the NCS Bell Place.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
So the Wild were outshot 40-20. Only four shots in the first period, and only four shots in the third period, and that, of course, includes two goals. What happened in the third period when everything was on the line? How did those speedy Jets shut down the Wild's offense?
Yeah, I think Matt Cullen summed it up best in the post game. You know, the Wild were up 2-1, and they took a breath. And, you know, unfortunately, the Jets took advantage of that. They took advantage of a couple of bad turnovers in that third period, and they had a chance to cash in. Patrick Laine is one of the best players on earth, and he was able to tie the game at two. And then, you know, another bad turnover ends up at the top of the zone, and it's just a deflected shot goes in off the shaft of Charlie Coyle's stick, and that's your ball game. Very closely contested game, though. There's no reason to think that the Wild are going to get blown out of this series. This is, I think, the way. I don't think there's any reason to think that this isn't going to go six or seven games, regardless of who wins.
So, all right, Jason Zucker, blazing fast, right? He's known for his speed, one of the fastest skaters on the team, if not the fastest skater on the team. But then you watch the Jets play, and it seems like their entire team is Jason Zucker fast. What is going on in Winnipeg?
Yeah, they've got some. This is what happens when you suck for so long. You get high draft picks, and you continue to stockpile talent. And Patrick Laine's top of the list. That Ehlers cat, man, he can fly.
He flat
out has high powered speed. Kyle Connor's another guy that's got speed. They've got some speed on the back end. I mean, they've when you talk about speed and how speed kills, that's something that they've got. But the best thing the Wild have going for them these days is they've got a lot of beef in their lineup. And whether it's on the back end with Soucy, Sealer, now they add Greenway into the mix. They've already got Prosser. They've got some guys that can slow things down and try to make things, you know, more even. And the Wild can combat with speed as well. But you definitely don't want to get into a track meet with the Jets because they do got some guys that can flat out fly.
Kevin, Corey referenced it, you referenced it. What did the Wild do in the second period that was working that they didn't do in the first when they were getting outplayed, and obviously in the third as well?
Well, they got some goals that certainly
that helps.
Exactly. No, it was just they were skating. They were doing those little things that, you know, that you have to do, especially in the playoffs. They were hitting. They were throwing the body around. That's the biggest thing that I took out of that first game. You know, you look at Dustin Byfuglien and guys like that, and I'm sure that the Winnipeg Jets thought that they were going to push the Wild around, and some of these young guys they have in their lineup. I don't think that's the case, and I think that's what the Wild did in that middle frame to kind of even the playing field a little bit. And that's, you know, if they want to get into that physical matchup, I think the Wild can more than handle their own, and that's why I think this series is going to be tight, and I think it's going to go the distance.
How much difference does yesterday's game make if Suter's on the ice?
I don't, you know, it's weird because you definitely miss him, and you take Suter every chance you get because he's a world-class player, but I don't want to say that I didn't miss him, but I think the way that the defense played, unfortunately, Soucy had a couple of bad turnovers. But beyond that, I thought he played pretty rock solid, and I think you can say that about every guy up and down the lineup on the blue line. So it's really weird to say that you didn't miss him, but I thought they played well, and that's what they have to do. All six guys have to pull their weight, and I think they did.
Hockey is a big deal here in Minnesota. Obviously, state of hockey, we cling to that. But is it just a different animal north of the border in Canada?
It really is. Honest to God. And I don't think I'd believe it if I didn't see it for myself. But I know we take pride in our Wild jerseys and walking around St. Paul and you know, the downtown area in particular, and certainly in the Twin Cities, you see your share of Wild jerseys. But my God, everywhere I looked yesterday, it was a Jets jersey, from Timo Solani from the old days to Patrick Laine these days. And honest to God, in the arena last night, there were two Wild jerseys in the entire crowd. If there were more, I'd be shocked, because I didn't see them. They put the two guys with Wild jerseys on the screen, and they featured them. Everyone booed them, and it was funny. But beyond that, it was complete. They talk about this whiteout, and it was complete Wild jerseys, man. It was Jets jerseys. They did the whiteout, and it was a really neat atmosphere that they pulled off. And you know, you look on the TVs, and everything is all about the Jets and previewing the series. It's I think it's safe to say it's definitely a different animal up here.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
My sources say that for the entire Wild playoff run, you'll be joining us around 6:40 for Wild News. Is that accurate?
Assuming that I wake up, I'm happy to.
Awesome. Then we'll talk to you tomorrow,
nice
Kevin.
Nice attitude.
All right, boys. See ya.
See you tomorrow. It's Kevin Faulness, so infamously Kevin. Known as Bucket List Kevin on the Power Trip Morning Show.
No one asked him. As long as I wake
up. I love this button because...
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Not only do I love Bill Hader... Kevin McDermott, Kevin Gorg, Kevin Faulness. We have multiple Kevins. If Kevin Lynch is ever on this show, I don't know why he would be, because he's normally a PA guy when he is on the radio, but I don't know. Kevin McAllister.
Timberwolves deep run. Who knows, you know?
Kevin Harlan.
McHale.
Yeah.
Kevin McHale. Oh, yeah. Frequent good contributor to the Power Trip Morning Show, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Hockey's favorite guest that we have, Kevin McHale.
Oh.
It's basketball. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Maybe that guy was right.